Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you to this broadcast, this audio, in the office of my home in Plano, Texas, on this Monday afternoon. I take great pleasure in declaring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me and offered his life on the cross for me and you, and was buried and went to hell for you and for me, and was raised again the third day for you and for me. Only one man ever did that. His name is Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. A humble man, a humble boy, humble beginnings, humble beginnings, but was raised from the dead and exalted to be seated at the right hand of Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth. In the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it talks about Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It says in that verse or two, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. For 45 years I've followed Jesus wholly, authoring and finishing my faith, never departing from following him, because an angel was set before me to bring me in to the place that God had prepared for me, and that angel would not forgive my transgressions if I disobeyed him. That was scary in 1972 when God showed me this about me. So, all those years, 43 for sure, I followed Jesus wholly, his voice. You can too. Don't play a silly religious game. Don't do that, but follow the voice of Jesus. My sheep hear my voice, he said, and John chapter 10. And a stranger's voice they will not follow. Well, by the grace and mercy of God, I've been a sheep for 45 years, certainly 43, but 45 really, and a half, when I sold 121 Veterinary Hospital to follow Jesus daily. So, I thank God that he made me for this job and that he's led me all these days. This afternoon, when I was praying and I started asking God to forgive me for my unbelief about certain things. Unbelief about certain things. I will tell you right now what one of them was. Unbelief that God told me to deliver Terry Brown. Unbelief that God told me to deliver Terry Brown. And I asked God to forgive me. Forgive me because and by unbelief, I toward delivered Terry from what God, where she was from, where God was bringing her to. And when I got through praying that and other, asking God, forgive me for unbelief, I knew I should make an audio. So here I sit in my office. One, understand, it takes faith for you to get saved. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of your own, it is a gift of God. But my friends, that's just the beginning of walking with Jesus. Every step that you take following Jesus, you will have to have your faith authored and finished. And then, when it's finished, you receive the promise, and then you're ready for the next step. And when you have your faith received, authored and finished for that step, then you're ready for the next step. This is the way it is with God. In the scripture, it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And when he orders them, he's going to author your faith, and he's going to finish it. And you're not going on until it's finished. When it's finished, you're ready for the next step. Yes, I'm bold. Yes, I'm angry at sin, of unbelief. Ain't it? Ain't mine. Ain't yours. Ain't everybody's. But God has brought me to a place with my daily program, Monday through Saturday, 1 hour, up to 1 hour, or longer, a live stream, Roku, and other devices, to teach and minister, praying with Terry Bye and Water of Life Boys recorded. Terry Bye is in heaven, went no 9. Thank God. But God left his songs and his faith with me. And I'm the one that taught him. I'm the one that perfected his faith to the point that it was perfected. And it was perfected enough that God took him to heaven. That's my ministry. And now I've got his songs along with 9 Water of Life Boys recorded. And folks, it's fun now to know that I not only have Terry's voice and his anointing, the 9 Water of Life Boys with their voice and the anointing that's upon them to sing and minister the power of God. Oh, my God. What a laugh. I must tell you that a few days ago, I told Kathy D, why don't you get you a couple cats? Cats. And one of them just jumped up in my chair. I tell you what, you must understand, I was a professional veterinarian and a large animal man, an equine practitioner that was well known and well respected by my colleagues. For 1 year, I went to Opa-locka, Florida, and managed and was a resident veterinarian of Turnpike Animal Clinic, Opa-locka, Florida. Turnpike Animal Clinic was owned by M.B. Taglin, and I don't remember Dr. Mao's initials, but I knew them both. I was offered a job to come there and work with them and manage the broodmare operations. My skills as a broodmare veterinarian managing breeding operations afforded me a job managing stallions and 200 thoroughbred broodmares in South Florida. You can find that on my website. But God wouldn't let me go. I understand the last I heard that Dr. Taglin had 18 different, I guess, clinics or whatever he had. He was the leader of them. And that was what God stopped me from going, getting involved with. God talked to me today about this. And I said, I'll only tell it if you tell me to, because I don't care. The devil will exalt you, my friend, to the high mountains and make you think you're somebody. Whether you're a preacher, whether you're a veterinarian, a physician, a lawyer, oh yeah, one of my favorite, a carpenter. Oh, that man, Jesus, was a carpenter. And don't forget it, he was a top carpenter. And I love his humility. I love that. But remember, my ministry now is a ministry of Jesus Christ crucified in me. And now my ministry is bringing forth fruit to the world. And I'm so grateful to have been humbled enough to take out of my fleshy work and put in to be a veterinarian. Pardon me, God delivered me from being a veterinarian. This cat jumped up and she went right by me. She didn't like me like she might. Oh, it happened to be a he and him. Thank God. But I want to encourage you folks. The reason I ended up at Opa-locka, Florida, at Turnpike Animal Clinic, as a resident veterinarian, that was the headquarters for Dr. M.B. Taglin and Dr. Mao. And I had the opportunity to become the broodmare manager with that group of men. They did not have a broodmare manager and a broodmare farm, a breeding farm, and I was offered a job, but God would not let me go. You can read about that on my website. But the devil will exalt you, person, friend, and make you think you're cool. You're not cool. No flesh will glory in the presence of God. But I need to finish this, baby. The reason that I became the resident veterinarian, Turnpike Animal Clinic, because the wife of Dr. Mao, who had died, and Taglin, who had split up with Dr. Mao, owned the clinic, Ruby Mao, and I worked for her for about 11 months. One tough woman. She said to me one day, "You're not like the rest of these blankety blankety blanks I ever met. You mean what you say." If anybody knows where Ruby Mao is at today, I'd like to know, because I like the conductor, and make sure that she knows Jesus Christ and will be in heaven when we all gather with Jesus. I've said enough, folks. I've said enough. God bless you from the office. No, I'm not. We're not going to meet him in heaven. We're going to meet him in the air. Some of you may meet him in heaven. Talk about Jesus. We're going to meet him in the air. And that's going to be a glorious day of rejoicing. Oh, what a day of rejoicing. When we all meet him in the air and he lands on the, or sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives. Oh, read about it. Now I can move on. Thank God for my life in Jesus, not Christ, Jesus Christ. Glory. Christ might mean Jesus. It might mean Antichrist. Well, Bar, hope that's not where you're at with Antichrist. This is it. God bless you. Dawn Davidson from his office in Plano, Texas. See you next time. Good day.